You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Where are we going today, Mr. Peabody?
1876, the day that Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. I've got to come up with the right formula for my invention. Oh, drat, another breakdown. Oh, if I just had a carriage phone, I could call for help. That's it. That should do it. I know. I'll call Watson. What's his number again? Oh, yes, it's 1.
Hello, this is our third attempt to reach you. Your car warranty is about to expire.
Damn robocalls.
At Perfection Auto Works, we won't hound you with crazy schemes and ways to get your business, but it's a good idea to keep your car in check and maintained with our free 26-point inspection. We can handle all of your automotive needs. Give us a call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
With a cost-effective campaign, you can reach your customer over and over.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Accurately Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Create demand and grow your business with radio.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Now, 2 great furniture stores have become 1. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
To the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you. Good afternoon from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum. It is the most talked to, talked about, and listened to political talk show weekends in Arizona. Thank you for making that possible. Great lineup of guests today. Sam Stone will be with us, GOP strategist, Republican consultant, one of the most respected in America. We'll also talk with Jim Hanley, our financial advisor, about rising prices. A variety of commodities are contributing to the jump in prices of the consumer level. And every consumer item is about to get more expensive. And what about inflation? We'll talk with Jim Hanley about that. Very quickly, this show on the 15th of May will be repeated next Saturday. As I travel for the first time since the pandemic began, out of the city, haven't been out of the city limits for almost a year and a half, I'll be traveling to Colorado Springs to watch my granddaughter, Geneva Davis, who is graduating, Genevieve Davis, who's graduating from Colorado College with an honor degree, cum laude, and president of her sorority, and we are so proud of her. By the way, she went to University High here in Tucson. Without that foundation, I don't think she would have been as successful as she has been at Colorado College. This is an amazing young girl. She's just absolutely my favorite child on the face of this earth, and I'm so proud of her. I'll be there to watch her graduate from Colorado College. Well, that's why I'll be repeating this show next week. Well, let's talk with Sam Stone. He's a GOP strategist and an aide to City Councilman Saul DeCicco, who is a city councilman in the city of Phoenix. Sam, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, John, my pleasure.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Liz Cheney.
Congratulations, by the way, on your granddaughter.
I'm so proud of her. I'm just an amazing kid. Just an amazing kid. Everything you could possibly want in a grandchild. Thank you so much.
That's a fantastic moment. I'm sure you're going to absolutely love every second of it.
Well, this is one of the best private schools in the country. She got scholarship money. She worked so hard at University High, laid a foundation for what she had to do to be so successful. President of Delta Gamma, her sorority, and then, of course, an honor student. She would not have been that successful had she not had the foundation from University High. I don't know why they can't duplicate University High with all the high schools in Tucson, but they don't. But at least there's one, and it lays the foundation for a great many people to be very successful as they leave Tucson, Arizona. Most of them do. Sam, let's talk a little bit about Liz Cheney. What's her future, really, all things considered?
She doesn't have one. I mean, realistically, she's not going to be reelected at this point. And I think that's actually been clear for some time. She's not going to be reelected. And, certainly she'll end up on whatever the next evolution of, Republicans against the Republican Party comes up with. But that's really it for her.
Yeah, but Cheney's a magic name in Wyoming, always has been, and they're going to have a gaggle of candidates. Let's assume there's six or seven in a primary. Why doesn't that give her an advantage?
I think that does give her a small advantage, but her unfavorables are very, very high. And while the Cheney name is obviously a big name, I think that helped her get in. I think she has not done not done the kind of things that would keep her in. And in all fairness, look, I am not a huge fan, as I think you know, John, because I come from the more libertarian wing of the Republican Party. I am not a big fan of the sort of hardcore neoconservative wing that she has taken over the mantle for. And frankly, I don't see her as having contributed very positively during her time in Congress. So, we'll see who ends up taking that seat. But I think for a lot of reasons that don't have to do with Donald Trump, I wouldn't be disappointed at all if she's not sent back to D.C.
Well, what is the number of Republicans that she may be a spokesman for in the anti-Trump movement within the GOP? How significant is that? 20%, 25, 10, 15? What's the percentage of the Republican Party?
Well, I think when you're talking an actually anti-Trump movement, it's probably 10%, 15, maybe. When you talk about people who would prefer to move on from Trump, it's probably the majority, but she doesn't represent that particularly well. And frankly, it doesn't represent the interests of that group particularly well when you're constantly running back to issues surrounding Donald Trump, even though you're attacking him. The majority of folks just want to move on.
Well, how do they move on without dissing Trump? You can't move on unless you get rid of him, because he's not going to move on. That's for sure.
Frankly, I do think you can. I don't think you need to make it about him. And I've talked to plenty of candidates as we're heading into this next cycle, who, for whatever reason, maybe they feel like they need to make a big deal about Trump. Maybe they don't. But I think the thing I've told them, all of them, over and over and over again, is just be yourselves. What people are looking for is authenticity. The thing about Donald Trump that a lot of people hate the guy, understandably, but at the same time, he came across as authentically him. Now, authentically a jerk, authentically irresponsible at times, yes, but authentic. And that's different than a lot of politicians who have been polished into, something very false oftentimes on both sides. And so I think if a politician wants to move on past Trump, all they really have to do is be very true to themselves.
Well, how significant will a Trump effort be in a takeover of at least the House of Representatives to the GOP? Will he play a major role in what many, and you including you, predict will be a GOP victory come next fall, a year from fall?
Oh, I certainly don't think so. I mean, I think one of the great deficits of the Trump era as president and in the year since has been his lack of leadership in down ballot races. I don't see him playing a major role. I think some other things are going to play a much bigger role. And realistically, like, I think number one is going to be things like immigration. It's going to be things like the schools. It's issues where I think people had, you know, I think schools are about to become a big Achilles heel for Democrats. And immigration is also about to be, is becoming again a big Achilles heel. Especially because Trump, to my absolute shock, because I disagree with the methods going in, but it turns out the things he did in terms of stopping illegal immigration, driving people into the legal immigration system worked. I'm stunned that they did, but they did. And so I think, and everyone saw that, and now we saw those policies get thrown out, and it just become utter chaos. What's happening isn't humanitarian in any way, shape, or form. And so I think that's going to be a big problem. And early polling numbers reflect that. The issues that are moving up the board are going to be issues like that that are very positive for Republicans.
Well, one of the great failings of the Republican Party, and I'm sure you would agree with me, first of all, everybody in the GOP, or at least a great number of them, hated Obamacare, but they didn't have a replacement. There was nothing that was going to replace Obamacare. Here you have an immigration crisis. What are you going to replace it with, Trump? Is that, you want to go back to that?
You replace it with exactly going back to his policies. I mean, honestly, the two things that worked were the wall and Remain in Mexico. And by combining those two things, illegal immigration essentially slowed to an absolute trickle. And so, look, I forget Trump. That combination worked. And so, yes, absolutely any candidate can run very confidently to that territory and say love him or hate him. Miraculously enough, Trump figured out the magic formula, and that is a combination of a wall and a policy that does not allow them into this country immediately, that requires them to go through the process to apply to be refugees while outside the country. And frankly, Mexico, the government of Mexico embraced that and has decried the removal of that policy because they're under pressure now, once again, with huge hordes of South Americans moving through. So, you know, this worked for us, this worked for Mexico, and this helped the people who want to come here, quite frankly, because when they're coming here now, with this uncontrolled system we have, they're at the mercy and 100% in control of the cartels, and the things that happen to them are horrific. And so we are not being humanitarian at all by maintaining these sort of open border, de facto open border policies of the Democrats and Joe Biden. And any candidate would be smart to just run back to and say, look, even if you didn't like Trump, I don't like the guy, but boy, he got that one right.
We're talking with Sam Stone, GOP strategist, Republican consultant, one of the most respected consultants for the GOP in America. Let me take a quick break. I want to come back and talk with you about any bipartisan effort, not only with the idea of a massive infrastructure investment, but also immigration reform, which we were just talking about. Is there any possibility of any bipartisan effort in those two particular areas which are critical to the future of this country? We'll be back with Sam Stone right after these messages.
Hi, my name is Jim Hanley. I was born and raised in Tucson, and I raised my own boys here. I want to get to know you, your dreams and goals, and help you shape them into a plan for success. I've been helping hundreds of Tucson families do this since 1993. It takes experience and know-how to navigate the rocky shoals of the financial markets and keep you on an even keel. I look at every account I manage every day to find opportunities to grow your nest egg, to make you at ease and enjoying your life. I want to show you the highest integrity and reliability you can find anywhere. That's why I named my business with my own name, Jim Hanley LLC, and why I'm a member of the CFA Society of Tucson. Find me at jimhanleyllc.com or call me at 623-3646. That's 623-3646. Jim Hanley LLC is a registered investment advisor and a member of FINRA SIPC.
As a business owner, you're responsible for the growth, leadership, and the daily operation of your business. This includes your interaction and advocacy for your customers. Tucson Business Owners, Inc. offers you the opportunity to educate and advocate about community policies affecting profitability. By becoming a member of Tucson Business Owners, Inc., you can have an effect on common issues, such as curb appeal, municipal budget priorities, and keeping a vibrant workforce in the area. For more information, visit TucsonBusinessOwners.org.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Well, despite sharing pleasantries at the White House, Republican congressional leaders have signaled absolutely no willingness to embrace President Biden's ideas for massive infrastructure investment, insisting instead on a much smaller package. Is there anything that would generate bipartisan support? Let's talk with Sam Stone, GOP strategist, Republican consultant, one of the best of America. And Sam, any bipartisan effort in any of these particular very critical issues, immigration reform, infrastructure, you name it, can we ever work together in this Biden administration effort?
Well, I think there's room to, but politically, I don't think the Biden administration will want to, actually wants to. I mean, the infrastructure package they put together is 97% not infrastructure. I mean, it's really just a grab bag of Democrat wish lists stuffed under an infrastructure label. And so as long as the infrastructure package looks like that, of course not. On the other hand, if they stuck to an infrastructure package that really just was that, roads, bridges, tunnels, actual infrastructure, including hopefully, you know, looking at things like hardening our electric grid and our energy utility systems after we saw what happened with the pipeline attack recently. I think that would pass. But I don't think that's necessarily the narrative they're looking for, nor is that what the party wants. They want their wish list. And on the border and immigration, for years, I've said that neither party is at all serious about it because both simply use the issue from their own base. I think actually Trump opened up something, and I hope most Republicans understood this. It doesn't appear they did. But that, frankly, just taking away that issue, taking that issue off the table, opens up the Hispanic population to Republicans in a way that is very hard to do as long as that stays front and center. And so I really don't think that, you know, you have billion-dollar industries built up around the border debate. If you solve the problem, those people all have to go find jobs. They don't want to do that, and I really don't see them actually taking the steps to do what would be necessary.
In your acclaimed work with the Republican Party, and you tell people what you believe was going to happen and is going to happen in 1 year from now, as Republicans, you believe, will take over the House and perhaps the Senate as well. What could reverse that? What could change that narrative that it is a foregone conclusion? The Republicans take back the House, take back the Senate. What could change that?
Well, I don't think either of those things are foregone conclusions, but I do think they're more likely than not. What would change that, I mean, is a number of things, right? Obviously, any sort of situation, we saw how COVID really changed everything about the last election. And certainly, you know, I actually do expect there'll be something of a little wave of COVID this summer or late this summer or fall. You know, we're not entirely done with this, and we never will be. It's endemic. It's here. You're going to have to keep getting vaccinated and do all those things. So that could certainly hit. Any number of other things could happen. But I think the biggest thing would be that it will take that type of turnaround. I think it helps Democrats a lot. All of a sudden you see yesterday or the day before Randy Weingarten, the head of the American Federation of Teachers, talking about all of a sudden how she's been pushing to get kids back in school, which is it's a complete and utter farce because she's been leading the effort to convince the CDC to keep their guidelines very stringent to keep kids out against the science. And all of a sudden she's turned around on it. Why? The polling's really clear. Democrats have made an enormous mistake with education. I mean, enormous. And they are potentially, that is the single biggest issue for them. And if kids are not back in school everywhere this fall, Democrats are going to get wiped out. On the other hand, actually, if they get them back in, that could change.
I got 2 minutes. This whole idea of recounting these votes in Maricopa County, you work out of Phoenix, and you work for the city councilman there. You follow Arizona politics very carefully. What is this narrative from the Republicans? Are they trying to find some kind of mistake that said, oh, well, see, we told you so. We told you you can't count these votes. You can't count on the outcome of these votes. I don't think they're going to say we're going to reverse this presidential outcome of 2021.
No.
Nobody's going to do that in 2020. But the whole idea is, what are they looking for? I mean, is there really sense that there's something fundamentally wrong with the way Maricopa County counts its votes? What the hell are they doing? It's bat dung crazy.
Oh, I agree with you, John. I have not supported this at all, and my reasoning is even simpler. I don't look back at the past election, and try to change the outcome. I mean, that's just silly. If you want to talk about changing politics, then let's look at the next election. And so I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Now, I will say, and I've said for years, you should never, ever, ever involve any machine with software in the vote counting process. Because as we've seen, again, with that pipeline, if it has software, it can be hacked. The CIA goes through like massive, massive evolutions to protect their data.
Sam, 30 seconds. Conclusion.
So basically, this is going nowhere. I don't know what they're getting to. It's going to be a mess, and it is a mess.
I couldn't have put it any better. That's why we have you on the air. My great respect for you, and my thanks for being on our show, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for giving part of yours to us, and we'll talk again
soon. You
too, John. Thank you so much.
And enjoy Colorado Springs.
I will indeed. So proud of Genevieve Davis, my granddaughter. Honor student, Colorado College. Nice going, Genevieve. All right. Well, thank you, Sam. Appreciate it very much. We'll be back with Jim Hanley. What's the whole deal with rising prices for a variety of commodities? Every consumer item about to get more expensive. Jim Hanley, our financial expert, breaks down the cause and perhaps a solution to the fear of inflation. That's next on the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios.
July 20th, 1969.
Five of those, we look good. All sources. 623.
Okay, that's good. I'm flying.
Okay, Houston.
Houston, we're ready for liftoff.
Houston, engine is on.
Hey, can I confine you about something? I've been having nightmares about this thing getting us back to Earth.
Yeah. Trust me, you have nothing to be worried about.
3, 2, 1, you're over.
What a liftoff.
So tell me, what gave you that confidence?
Perfection Auto Works service the module.
Okay, Houston.
You may not end up stranded on the moon, but rest assured, a breakdown is a major crisis. You can prevent unwanted breakdowns and costly repairs at Perfection Auto Works with our free 26-point inspection. We'll service your auto and truck from here to the moon and back, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
That's one small step for man, one easy maintenance job for Perfection Auto Works.
As a business owner, you're responsible for the growth, leadership, and the daily operation of your business. This includes your interaction and advocacy for your customers. Tucson Business Owners, Inc. offers you the opportunity to educate and advocate about community policies affecting profitability. By becoming a member of Tucson Business Owners, Inc., you can have an effect on common issues, such as curb appeal, municipal budget priorities, and keeping a vibrant workforce in the area. For more information, visit TucsonBusinessOwners.org.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Surprisingly big jump in inflation last month knocked the stock market lower at midweek. Investors worried that the economy may bounce back too fast from its pandemic-induced doldrums. Inflation is the word that everybody seems to be talking about. To understand what's going on, we always turn to our financial expert, Jim Hanley. And Jim, a little bit of an expanded conversation, not only about inflation, but of course about the Biden infrastructure deal. And it's a big damn deal. Jim, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. Thank you.
It's great to be here, John. Thanks for having me.
Inflation, what kind of fears should we have, if any?
Well, John, you know, I think we need to put it a little bit in perspective. And I think that one of the things that created the sensation was that April's increase was more than was expected. The forecast for April was prices to be up 0.2%. They were up 0.8% instead, and so that's four times expectations. And so I think that's what created that mild sensation. If you look at year over year, last April to the end of last month, inflation was running at 4.2%. I mean, that's not 10, 11, 12%. It's pretty mild. I think that the Federal Reserve's target for inflation is between 2.5% and 3%, and that's, you know, that's what it's been running for maybe the last 10 or 20 years. So I don't think it's any great shakes, and I think that it should be expected. It should be expected. Can you hear me, John?
Yeah, but I can hear something else in the background.
Yes, I'm sorry. That's my speaker going back and forth from Bluetooth. Anyway.
Well, it's probably Alexa, so please tell her to shut up and we'll move on. Okay. Alexa, shut up. Okay, there you go. All right. Go ahead.
So, yes, so the economy is heating up. There's a lot of pent-up demand. People have been, you know, staying close to home for many, many months. And so they're out now shopping in the stores. Retail sales were up 0.8% over March, and March was up 9.8% retail sales. And so people are out shopping. There is, you know, the Biden checks went out, you know, two-adult households got $2,800. And so a lot of people went out and spent that money. And that's what they were, you know, that's what Congress was hoping would happen because, as I mentioned before, consumer demand represents 67% of the economy.
Well, Jim, what about consumers paying more at the grocery store for meat? And that we're talking about burgers and burritos. We're talking about everyday consumer items about to get more expensive as the building blocks of these products become pricier, rising prices on a variety of commodities. That's what's I see it at the gas pump, God knows. But I see it everywhere where I shop.
Yes.
Oh. Go ahead.
I think that, you know, gas prices, there was that that shutdown of that major pipeline last week. That caused a spike in prices, but that supply is there again. And so I don't think it's going to have a long-term impact on pump prices. We also, as, you know, as the great reopening progresses, there are areas of the economy that need to catch up. And so there are supply chain issues. Incidentally, I heard Tyson Foods, I don't know if this was just a pundit joking about it or if it was really true, but Tyson Foods said that their supply of chickens was down because they had too many lazy roosters in the barnyard. I don't know if
really?
That's, you know, if that happened or not, but you know, these are very unusual times we're living in. These checks that went out, you know, tens of billions of dollars going directly to people's bank accounts. There is you know, there was a decline in supermarket employment in March, and I think that to a large extent, people are tired of cooking at home. I think that over time there was more ordering out, ordering takeout or deliveries, you know, from restaurants, but during the pandemic, it was expected to see, prices in sales in grocery stores to be, pretty robust. And if there is a slackening there right now, it's due to people returning to restaurants and dining out. So there is a number of factors that affect prices, John, and one thing we have to keep in mind when we talk about inflation is that it's mostly a function of supply and demand. That's, in fact, economists call it a law. And when you have very strong demand or demand for goods and services are very strong, prices tend to go up because supplies can get strained. So I think that as normalization, economic and social normalization continues to move ahead, and once again, I'm still seeing the forecast for herd immunity sometime the first week in July, and I think that a lot of hotels and so forth are talking about opening in September, and I think they're going to want to open before then. You know, after all, we saw the major COVID suppression protocol, which was the masks. The CDC declared yesterday or the day before yesterday that people who are fully vaccinated no longer it's no longer recommended that they wear masks indoors.
Well, it looks like things are turning around. Very quickly, let's go to Mike on our phone lines. Mike, welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. You're with Jim Hanley, our financial advisor. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, gentlemen, great discussion. I'm kind of confused, though. I thought I heard the guests suggest that the pandemic has something to do with fuel prices when we know that's absolutely untrue. Have you ever heard of something called the Keystone Pipeline? I'd like to know who shut that down, sir. Can you tell me?
Well, the Keystone Pipeline was abandoned by the...
Yeah, we know what it is. Who shut it down?
Are you going to let me speak, or are you going to interrupt me when I answer you?
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask you the question for the third time. Can you answer the question? Who shut it down?
I feel as if I'm being badgered.
Go ahead. Wait a minute. This is offline here. I don't know whether you know who shut it down or whatever. We know the Biden administration was in opposition.
Biden shut it down, and because of that, that's why fuel prices went up. So can you be honest when you tell us about inflation and why things are going up? It has to do with fuel.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call. I don't know whether you want to respond to that or not, Jim. We need to take a break. I want to come back and talk with you, if you don't mind, about this whole infrastructure debate that's going on, whether there's any bipartisan support from the Republican Party. We know that Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader of the Senate, has said there is a red line against corporate or upper income tax increases that leave Democrats somewhat in the familiar position of embarking on a potentially drawn-out negotiation to produce a bipartisan deal. Let's take a quick break, come back, talk about the Biden infrastructure plan and whether there will be any bipartisan support. Back in a moment. Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Ackerly Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Do you want election integrity and transparency? Are you one of those Americans who is sick and tired of the political duopoly? Do you wish there were another viable choice? Do you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours? Do you question the political theater you're fed every day? What do you believe, the approved narrative or your own eyes?
Are you ready to become engaged for freedom no matter your political party preference? Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Are you tired of being lumped into the worst elements of history when you exercise your right to speak, dissent, or petition your government? Are you perplexed by those who cannot distinguish between speech and violence? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. My guest, Jim Hanley, our financial advisor. Just talk a little bit about the Biden infrastructure plan, whether there'll be any bipartisan support. What's in it that you believe is good for America here, Jim Hanley?
Yes, John, I think there's lots good for America. But if you don't mind, I'd like to answer the fellow's assertions. It were mostly assertions about Keystone Pipeline and supply. First of all, the Keystone Pipeline was going to enable the exploitation of tar sands in Saskatoon, Canada, because there was no way to ship it overseas. So the Keystone Pipeline was a massive pipeline that was going to run the breadth of the United States from Canada to New Orleans, where the oil that was coming from those tar sands were going to be put onto terminals and shipped overseas. That oil was never intended for domestic consumption. So the Keystone Pipeline has nothing to do with any oil shortage in the United States, and I'm glad that it was scrapped. It is unnecessary. It's going backwards in terms of energy. We need to reduce our fossil fuels consumption, you know, not continue to increase it. I didn't say that the pandemic was responsible for this short blip in prices at the gas pump. It was that hacking of that pipeline,
Colonial,
that went to the East Coast. That's open now. That's over, and I expect the supply of gas prices to level off and on to continue to be as low as they have been. So that's, you know, I'm glad that I was able to finish up with that. The Biden jobs plan is transformational. It's going to transform our economy for decades to come, and it's going to transform our society, because one of the reasons it's going to is that it's going to address this systemic sequestering, if you will, of the value of production by the people at the top. For too long, productive value has been concentrated among too few Americans, and too many Americans who are producing this value are not getting a sufficient share of it. And so that's why the Biden administration is going to give preference to bidders, to companies that are bidding on contracts for increasing and improving our supply of federal, state, and local buildings that we need. The improvement of skills, of schools, to those contractors that have unions, because we know that businesses that have unions have a workforce that is able to organize and to press for higher wages. In other words, those workers are capturing more of the value that they produce. And when workers are higher paid, when workers have more job security, when their benefits are good, they tend to be healthier, they tend to have lower stress, they have lower stress in their families, and so they tend to have loyalty to these employers.
Jim, let me ask you this. We find that it's difficult for some of these particular restaurants and bars to find employees. There is talk, certainly among Republican governors like Doug Ducey, the governor of Arizona, who simply says we're going to do away with unemployment benefits because people are just taking the unemployment benefits and not going back to work, and we need to have them go back into the restaurants and bars and whatever. Is there a direct relationship between the unemployment benefits that are being paid and people actually going back to work?
I think there's a little bit of an effect there, John, but what's going on is that we have experienced a general economic disruption in this country. And so this has given some time to workers who are dislocated from employment temporarily to consider their options, just like, you know, people do anyway. They're considering whether they want to continue in wait service jobs, in restaurants and so forth. And they're looking at options to improve their lives, to find better jobs that are more meaningful for them. And so to claim that these workers are lazy and shiftless, as Ducey has at least implied, I think that it's contemptuous of our workforce. It's not fair. And it's casting aspersions on people who want to improve their lives and to become more productive, frankly. There are disruptions all over the place. I think that's what's partly behind this inflation, is that supply chains are disrupted, and so supplies are short. I think it's a good thing that there has been a little bit of breathing room for some people, for some workers. I think that most workers, are still under duress. This $2,800 check, if you were already behind in your rent payments or your mortgage payments because you had the restaurant you worked at was closed, or whatever job that you were doing before hasn't been there for you, it's not your fault. And so this is just a basic remedy. Last week, the Pima Area Labor Federation distributed 1,500 food boxes to people in this town. If you talk to the community food bank, they'll tell you that demand for emergency foodstuffs, is still up. We are not out of the woods yet. There is still an awful lot of stress among workers. And for Governor Ducey to interrupt and intercept the supplemental unemployment compensation that Congress passed in order to give remedy to workers of Arizona, I think it's outrageous and it's contemptuous of Arizona workers. He's saying that Arizona workers are lazy and do not want to return to their jobs. And so he's punishing them with funds that did not come from Arizona.
All right, Jim, we're out of time. Great commentary today and great talk. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate it. Thanks for sharing part of your weekend with us. Want people to go to jimhanleyllc.com for one of the best websites in America when it comes to financial advice. Or give Jim a call, 623-3646. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, John.
You bet. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Again, we're repeating this show next Saturday as I go to Colorado Springs to see my granddaughter, Genevieve Davis, graduate with honors from Colorado College. Genevieve, I am so proud of you. President of her Delta Gamma sorority, honor student at Colorado College. Thank you, Genevieve, for being so bright. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. Back live again 2 weeks from today. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
Hey, dude, I just love having nothing to do, man.
I love your man cave. It's so cool. Hey, what's that noise, man? It's coming from the garage.
Oh, no, man, it's Christine. She's upset about something. Hey, I'll be right back. Hey, what are you upset about? I'm always good to you.
Stop it. I need some love. Quit taking me to those quirky lube places.
You're ramming me.
It's time you started taking care of me.
Stop it.
I need a lube job. I can't wait for my transmission flush. And buddy, I need a rear end service and an alignment so bad my tires shake. I need a spa day at Perfection Auto Works.
Okay, I'll take you to Perfection Auto Works.
If your car could talk, what would she say to you? Make your car purr by having it serviced at Perfection Auto Works today. Our free 26-point inspection will have your car covered from bumper to bumper. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.